Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
US President Donald Trump has said that the Ukraine army is losing the war, that Russia has the upper hand in the peace negotiations, and that Volodymyr Zelensky needs to get his act together and start accepting things. Here's a bit of what President Trump had to say to Politico.
Well, he's got to read the proposal. He hadn't written, really, he hasn't read
it yet. The most recent draft.
That's as of yesterday. And maybe he's read it over the night. It would be nice if he would read it. You know, a lot of people are dying. So it would be really good if he'd read it. His people loved the proposal. They really liked it. His lieutenants, his top people, they liked it. But they said he hasn't read it yet. I think he should find time to read it. If they don't read agreements, potential agreements, you know, it's not easy with Russia because Russia has the upper hand. And they always did. They're much bigger.
That is President Donald Trump there speaking to Politico. President Zelensky has been in Italy today meeting Pope Leo and the country's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. With the latest, I'm joined from Washington now by Simon Marks, Chief Correspondent at Feature Story News. Simon, some, I was going to say extraordinary remarks here, but there's very little can be said to be extraordinary from President Trump. But he's clearly trying to pile the pressure on Volodymyr Zelensky at this point.
Yeah, no question about it, Katie. And also, I think, delivering more glee to the Kremlin. Remember that this interview came just 72 hours after the United States published its new national security strategy that a Kremlin spokesman said was largely consistent with Russia's vision of international relations. And just 24 hours after the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer welcomed Volodymyr Zelensky, Emmanuel Macron of France and Friedrich Merz of Germany to Downing Street with images of the four of them congratulating one another, hugging one another at the end of their talks yesterday on the steps of Downing Street that clearly stuck in President Trump's craw. So as you heard him articulate there, he has once again revealed that he has pro-Russian sympathies in this peace negotiation. He said that Russia will inevitably triumph. Russia has the upper hand. They always did, he says, and at some point size will win. He insisted. He echoed the Kremlin's talking points, questioning Volodymyr's legitimacy in office. He's asked whether Ukraine should hold elections that have been delayed by over a year because of the war. And he said, yes, they should. They haven't had an election in a long time. He says, you know, they talk about democracy, but it gets to the point where it is not a democracy anymore. He says Zelensky is going to have to get on the ball and start accepting things because he's losing. And this is the Ukraine section of an interview that goes on for 45 minutes and also sees the president launching a lot of criticism of his European allies.
Yes, just talk me through some of the remarks he makes. He says that the European allies are talking too much and are not delivering for Ukraine.
Yes, absolutely. That's precisely what he says. They talk too much. They're not producing, he says. He wants to see results coming out of this process. And of course, the European leaders themselves agree. They want to see results coming out of this process. The war just keeps going on and on, the president says in this interview. Now, we've heard reaction from Europe over the last few hours. We know that Friedrich Merz yesterday declared himself sceptical over some aspects of the American peace proposals that are on the table. And Sir Keir Starmer, through a spokesman today, said that negotiations are at a critical stage, but he denied that European efforts have failed to produce results on Ukraine. He said you've seen a number of countries involved in the coalition of the willing, and you've seen the work that has been done on leading the response to sanctions. But there's no question that the critique from the White House, and it comes straight from the top, from President Trump himself, is directly targeting a Europe that President Trump argues is weak and is decaying under the weight of illegal immigration flows into a whole variety of European countries that he says in this interview will ultimately change the character of the continent.
And the latest news, and briefly on this, Simon, that the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, has said this afternoon that EU leaders are very close to striking a deal which would allow billions of euros in frozen Russian assets to help cover Ukraine's war needs over the next 2 years.
Yeah, well, they won backing for that yesterday from the British government. They're not going to win backing for that from the American government, because President Trump's plan is to use those assets to help American businesses strike new deals in a post-war Russia. So that's going to be another big stumbling block ahead. The biggest stumbling block of course, is the insistence by the United States that Ukraine needs to cede territory to Russia. And that is something that Volodymyr Zelensky is very much fighting to try and avoid.
Indeed. We will leave it there for now, Simon. We will no doubt speak of this again. But for now, many thanks. Simon Marks there, Chief Correspondent at Feature Story News in Washington.